views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is October the 5th, 2017. It is a Thursday, and I just want to say so glad to be here on air with you all. Sorry I missed yesterday. I just could not break free. Thank goodness Brother Davis is there to do Wise Wednesday, so I'm sorry I missed it. But I know it was a great, great, great show. So just want to say, man, I really missed you guys. Looking forward to having today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star. And we'll see you in queue. And we'll bring you up and talk about what it is that you would like to talk about. It's a lot to discuss in today's live show. Today's live show is for this Thursday is what could be the next phase to hit our communities, both good and bad. And I would definitely would like for our brother L.A. Ramon to L.A., if you're listening today, Ramon, give us a call, 866-5. Well, you know the number. Want to talk about some of the things that you were discussing with the building opportunity that's there. If you would be so kind, my brother, do that. Give us a call, and we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Go to the donation page and donate. Give some of your financial energy. And the reason being is because this network needs your sponsorship, because you're the only sponsors that it has. It is benefiting you. So it is something that we should be supporting, because you know, already know the benefit of it all. So especially going forward and with things that are going to be happening. So go to there, the website, www.blacktalkradionetwork, the homepage, and then you'll see the donation prompt that's there. Hit that, and it will lead you into how you could get some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is staying on. Without your support, ladies and gentlemen, it will go dark. That's what we don't need. That's what you don't need. That's not what we're looking forward to. Okay, then also you can support the network by going to its social media outlet known as BTR Community. You can find it on the website, the homepage of the website of Black Talk Radio Network, www.blacktalkradionetwork, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com, and from there you can definitely become a member to BTR Community, which is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected. Support that'll support the network and the platform, and that's how we can continue this going. You don't have to worry about your identity being stolen or soul, excuse me, your identity being soul, or you being as adversely affected as you would be on the mainstream one known as FedBook and everything else. You know, the ones that you don't have to pay cash for, you think that are free. It's not. It's not. I know you think it is, but it's not. Come on over to BTR Community. $24 a year is the membership, so you can post things about you, your business, and things that are important to you, make comments. So that's where you can do that. Also, if you would like to save as a king or queen, or to save as a lady and a gentleman, and not to save as a slave, that would be how you do that. You can go to Prosperity Mint, where real silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium is sold to you, the general population, and that is real money, where you can save that way. And you can do that at prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. And go there, check out what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, before you purchase, so that they can explain and give you some well-needed tips on and just explain to you the process. Very, very important. It's a benefit to you. All right. They're not going to use it to call you or to send you out, send anything out to you, you know, by way of, you know, anything else, which is what you need to do as Tando Radio Show listeners, not for just so that they can explain some things to you and it's to your benefit. Please don't not do that. info@prosperitymint.com. Okay. Also, if you would like to trade with us on the cryptocurrencies, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and check out the platform and trade the cryptocurrencies with us. I have a super, super good opportunity that's going to be coming. I'll probably disclose it tomorrow for cryptocurrencies for you all. Very, very you know, great entry points cash wise. You all will benefit individually from it all. And so I will bring that opportunity to you. Really excited about that. So going to be great. And I'll get you that information tomorrow. So all of you, everyone, please be ready for Financial Fridays on that and that opportunity that's going to be there. And looking forward to that. Okay. So, let me see what else. Oh, the trace minerals. If you would like to acquire the trace minerals, just text me 951-790-8330. And those trace minerals is what's helping my man Michael Emmanuel. And speaking of, I got to get some stuff out to Michael Emmanuel. Jada, if you're looking, our VP, we'll get that out to you. Daphne will get that some stuff out to you for my man Michael Emmanuel. And I haven't picked up what Sabrina wanted to give Michael Emmanuel as well. So I'll try to catch up with or give the where Sabrina can send that stuff to Michael Emmanuel. So also, everyone, Michael Emmanuel, go to the website at Black Talk Radio Network and support and donate to my man Michael Emmanuel's recovery. He had germ cell cancer early this summer, and it was so he had chemo for that, and now we want to get him some trace minerals that his body will be able to use to stay in to help him detox from the chemo and hopefully stay in remission. So that's what's there. Let's jump into. So definitely go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and you'll see Michael Emmanuel's crowdfunding campaign. Okay, so that's what's there. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And today's show is what could be the next phase to hit our communities, both good and bad. So let's jump into what's in the news. First article I posted, this came from Alt Market. Catalans, independence. Why the collective hates it when people walk away. Boom. We've been talking about this since day one. And down in Catalonia, they declared their independence, and Catalans are actually walking away from the system. This is something that should be the example of us all, but doing it in a way that the new system that is devised has to be created, invented, upheld by the people itself. Do not allow it to be infiltrated by others to say that they're the so-called leaders and everything else. Then you're falling right back into the system, and, you know, but I'm very, I hope that this will do what it's going to do, but it's on large scales is likely that is not is likelihood that has been infiltrated and going to serve. But I hope that that's not the case. But if it's something that starts off small, much easier to do and just build out from there. So this is a major, major event globally. So this, in my opinion, could be, but I hope it's not. But it's the right way. This is how you totally stop the system. So check out that article. We may get to that today. It's going to be hard for me to do that because I'm be traveling on Thursdays. But I'm going to try to get to it. Next article is from Strategic Culture. I posted this one, challenging the dollar. China and Russia plan for a petrol yuan to gold. Ooh, let me go back to the Catalan's independence. I have written many times this subtitle on that. I've written many times in the past about the singular conflict at the core of most human crisis and disaster, the conflict that sabotages humans' endeavors and retards critical thought. The conflict not only stems from social interaction, it also exists within the psyche of the average individual. That's what's written there. So check out that article. Next article, challenging the U.S. dollar, China and Russia plan from petro yuan to gold. And the article says, as seen in my previous article, U.S. military power is on the decline, and the efforts are palpable in the words of a full conflict brought on by Washington. The economic and financial shift are occurring as many countries, a long-awaited welcome development. Yes, the world is moving away from the U.S. dollar, and this is why the next phase of our of what we can expect to happen in our community, both good and bad. The next phase is going to be far, far more. I would just say this. We are coming out of the false flag. We are coming out of the false flag phase, and now we're going to move into direct confrontation, in my opinion, and we'll talk about some of that today. Next article, got this from Yahoo. Catalan's crisis, bigger threat to the EU than Brexit. The crisis in Catalonia poses a bigger threat to the EU than the Brexit, a senior MEP warned yesterday, as the European Parliament prepares to hold an emergency debate on Spain's worst political crisis in decades. Catalonia's leaders have vowed to declare independence within days, claiming a mandate to independence, and that is going to be coming soon. Next article from Press TV. Catalonia likely to declare independence on Monday. Catalonian leaders will likely move on Monday to declare independence from Spain, more than a week after the already autonomous Spanish region held a banner referendum on secession. In a television interview in the Catalonian capital of Barcelona on Wednesday night, the Catalonian regional president indicated that the region could declare independence early next week. So this is something that we all should be, and it has a lot to do with things that we should be doing. Next article from Duran. I got this from Duran. The seven independence moves that could have potentially to destroy the EU. Check out that article. Next article. I got this one from Tech Dirt. Hacks are always worse than reported. All of Yahoo email was hacked in 2013. All of it. Given the recent massive stories about data security breaches by some very, very large players in the technical and financial space, have developed a mantra that you should have, move this, on repeat in your head every time you read a story about breaches, and the breaches is real. All of Yahoo, I'm going to tell you this, all email has been compromised, every single one of them, all of them. So definitely check out that. And then there was an article I didn't get to talk about yesterday that the IRS now wants to use Equifax as its overall cybersecurity firm. This is ridiculous. Of course, it's all part of it. Next article, got this from the South China Morning Post. North Korea workers prep seafood in China that goes to the U.S. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Senior CIA officers. Kim Jong-un doesn't want conflict. He's very rational. Military intelligence gets short information, I mean, excuse me, URL, that shouldn't have read that part. Okay, a senior CIA official at the agency newly created Korean Mission Center has broke ranks with the with the celebrity figurehead President Trump, saying North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is very, very rational. Check out that article. Next article, from got this one from express.co.uk. World War III, North Korea to unleash nuclear strike on the U.S. after threatening bombers by flyby. Kim Jong-un accused the U.S. of provoking North Korea after the U.S. bombers flew near the country's coast and it show its strength. A statement from Pyongyang's propaganda mouthpiece KCNA said the U.S. imperialist war manic should remember that they will only meet a barrage of nuclear strikes if they continue to behave mischievously, sending such strategical bombers in the face of North Korea's revolutionary armed forces ready to open fire for in retaliation. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from USA News. I got to pull it up. It didn't. Okay, this one. This one comes from USANews.com. It says CIA officials predict North Korea provocation on Columbus Day. So check out that article that's there. Okay. Let me get out of this one and get back to the other ones. Next article I posted. Sorry about that, guys. One second. Next article. This one got from Wall Street Journal. North Korea decoders offers a dire warning about North Korea's strength of their nuclear program. So check out that from the Wall Street. North Korea's decoders offer a dire warning about North Korea's nuclear program. And it says experts outside the U.S. are uncovering amazing details about North Korea's nuclear capability using the regime's propaganda images. Check out that article. Next article, major article, posted this earlier today from Sputnik News. Putin, Saudi's king visit to Russia, landmark event. Huge. And let me see, did I have another one from that we needed to, I think, one sec. Oh, yeah. So, and from there were major deals that the Saudi Arabia has done with Russia today and signed on. And Putin, as we posted last week, is controlling the Middle East now. And this is evidently being shown by the overall deals and cooperation of what's happening. And what that means for you and I here is very, very critical. Next article from express.co.uk. China is controlling the EU. Shocking warnings. China using financial clout to influence Brussels. China is using its financial clout to influence decisions made in the European Union. Critics of the country have warned. Related articles. There are several countries that are profiting in the last months and for years from Chinese direct investment. Check out that article. And one about Saudi Arabia going to Russia. Let me read that real quick. Russian celebrity figurehead President Vladimir Putin has said during his first ever meeting with the king of Saudi Arabia, Salman bin him, visited to Russia is a landmark event. This is the first visit of the King of Saudi Arabia to Russia in the history of our relations, which in itself is a very significant event. Yes, huge. Got to check that out, and we'll talk about some of that. Next article I got from Bloomberg. Puerto Rico is running out of cash, but that's not what they say. They said Puerto Rico is running out of money. It's not money that Puerto Rico is running out of. Puerto Rico is running out of cash. Cash and money is two different things. Puerto Rico is facing a government shutdown on October the 31st, including halting to its hurricane recovery if Congress doesn't provide billions in emergency funds, said Treasury Secretary Maldonia. The U.S. Commonwealth bankruptcy government is burning through about $1.6 billion it had on hand before Hurricane Maria ravaged the island, destroying and decaying the infrastructure, killing 34 people. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Walking Time. Our addiction to suffering. Wow. Please check out this article. The Buddhists say that suffering arises from the crave, from craving. For instance, craving for more love, more possessions, more physical power or beauty. But sometimes I wonder if the truth is more akin to the reverse, that we crave our suffering. In other words, we actually are addicted to suffering. Yes, yes, yes. We will definitely have this as the headliner on Monday for me. Very, very important. Next article has this one. It's from Russia Today International. Venezuela suggests global oil trade in Russian ruble and in the Chinese yuan, or the Chinese renminbi is the way it is its official name. Then that means the people's money. So the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has proposed oil production countries should discuss creating a currency basket for trading crude and refined products. Developing a new mechanism of controlling the oil market is necessary, he said Wednesday at the Russian Energy Forum being held in Moscow this week. Now, hold on. He's in Moscow this week. Hold on. Saudi Arabia is in Moscow this week. Do you see what's happening? We're definitely going to bring it to you. My man Roz posted unreported shooting at the Bellagio and the Flamingo. I was alerted about the video by a subscriber who drives a limo in Las Vegas. He spoke to several other drivers at the Bellman, at the Bellagio and the Flamingo, and other hotels surrounding the Mandalay Bay. All reports that their lobbies were shot up Saturday night. So it wasn't just there. I got to talk about this. I never really gave too much on this. Didn't talk about it yesterday. And on Tuesday, we had our special guest, Lakonda Davies. Oh, for those of you, Lakonda Davies, let me bring this up real quick. If interested in buying her stuff is Lakonda Davies. Go to her Facebook, and that's where you and I post some stuff here where you can engage and buy some of her music and to look to hire her for some events. So I will definitely post that here in Tando Radio Show where that can be done and get you that information. Okay, so check out that. Next article, my man Roz, well, it's not an article. Roz posted this YouTube video. It says the most powerful and important scenes from the film was removed before the U.S. release. It's a must-see to understand why they did the same thing. So check out this this and I kind of saw it. It's very, very important. Glad Roz posted this one from Shaka Zulu. So check out that one. Very, 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 very important. It's a Roz says is three incredible minutes of dialogue about the system. But check out that. Great post, Roz. Thanks. So next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. Trump wants Puerto Rico. Oh, no. Let me move back. Next article, I got this one from Lying Like a Fox News. This was from yesterday. Trump on Puerto Rico's debt. We're going to have to wipe that out. Let me just reload this because it didn't get loaded good. So check out that article. So in one breath, Trump said this yesterday. Puerto Rico's debt, we're going to have to wipe that out. And then today, from Bloomberg, Trump warns Puerto Rico's debt handles. Oops, I'm going to move this down. Then today, at the press secretary, the celebrity figurehead press secretary Sanders said Trump warns Puerto Rico's debt handled in the bankruptcy courts, Sanders said. A quick reversal, huh? Yep. definitely all has everything to do with much that we talk about here. Next article, I got this from AccuWeather. Tropical storm Nate forms in the Western Caribbean will threaten U.S. Gulf Coast as a hurricane this weekend. Tropical depression number 16 has strengthened to a tropical storm Nate near the Atlantic of Nicaragua and will travel and will threaten parts of the south of the southern United States as a hurricane this weekend, since Nate will be moving inland over the U.S. this weekend. People may have little time to react and prepare for the tropical storm or the hurricane, and it's going to schedule to be hit somewhere in the panhandle of Florida or in New Orleans or New Orleans, or Louisiana. So that is the overall target zone. Another hurricane coming, y'all. Be ready for it this weekend. And today's Thursday, not much time to get ready for it. Next article, I got this from from Reuters, U.S. edition. Saudi Arabia agrees to buy Russian S-400 air defense system. Saudi Arabia agrees to buy the Russian S-4 air defense system, Saudi's own. Television reported on Thursday, today, the sideline visit by the king in Moscow. The Dubai-based television channel also said that Saudi Arabia has signed a memorandum of understanding to help the kingdom in its effort to develop its own military industries. This is huge, and it's not only military hardware. There was a multi-billion dollar, of course it would be, that deal that was signed today. It was a multi-billion dollar energy bill deal that was signed today by Russia, and it also extended into military cooperation, energy, and infrastructure. And this is critical for you to know. And why is critical for you to know? Because this is going to have an effect on your very daily lives, and we need to know that. Next article, last article, I posted this one from USA Reuters. Russia throws North Korea a lifeline to stymie regime change. Russia is quietly boosting their economy, supported for North Korea, and trying to stymie any U.S.-led push to oust Kim Jong-un, as Moscow fears a fall would slap its region clout and allow the U.S. troops to deploy on Russia's eastern border. Russia is not going to allow North Korea to collapse. China is said to have pulled out of supporting North Korea. If you believe that, there's a bridge in Brooklyn that's for sale. So check out that article. All right, so that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation today, a lot of stuff. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll definitely see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. My man, L.A. Ramon, if you can, give us a call in today. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Good to see you there. Big up to my man, Roz. Big up there to my brother, Brother Braggs. And my man Thomas out of NYC, and I'm not sure of some of the others that I see, but definitely see you all there. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all for sure. So let me we got a caller in queue. It's my man Jerry, so let's bring Jerry on real quick before we start the show. What up, Jerry? What's going on, brother? Go ahead.
Greetings, greetings. How everybody doing? Everybody on the line?
What up, brother?
Brothers, I'm still learning. Hey, I wanted to I give away a lot of information on the radio, in person, and what have you. And I always say that I don't have the money to capitalize on some of the stuff that I be talking about. You know, I spent the money to go get the information, but I don't have the extra money to apply the information. Well, I decided the other day that I was going to do something different, and this relates to something that I sent you the other day, and I just wanted to share it with the people. They have these things called penny stocks, to where you have, like, new startups and sometimes even old companies that are that have fallen, but they still stay afloat because they still have assets attached to them, so they don't diminish all of the way. But their stock prices are very, very diminished. I ran across a few companies the other day, but it was one in particular from different classes that I've taken with you, different studies that I've taken on my own, and just having mm-hmm. conversations about the global trade. And I'm going to share this with everybody out here. It's called, because I can't take advantage of it, so I'm going to just give it away. It's called Gigatronics. And this is, once you start reading up on this, you'll find that within the, I might be misquoting this, but I want to say within this last year, they got a $10 million multi-contract deal with the United States Armed Forces. And what they do is that they produce electronics for the systems, whether it's satellites or any kind of electronics for the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy particular, but for the other branches also. So with me just thinking the way that I think, I wanted to see how could this help me, because I was looking in these penny stocks and I run across this country. How could this help me? Well, I know that they're ratcheting up for a war, whether it be on the people here or be in North Korea. Either way, they're ratcheting up for a war. That's why we see so many regular polices in this rag gear. Even when they're by themselves, they still have their hats in their cars, and they have shields in the back, you know, because where I'm from, we get close mm-hmm. enough to where we can look through the windows and you see this stuff. So
yeah, it's always there. It has to be staged in their vehicles at all times. You're absolutely right, Jerry.
So I see this stuff, and I'm just putting all of this stuff together that's coming across my forehead, and I'm starting to piece these things together. And I was like, man, this right here, I probably need to look into this. Now, when I told you about this yesterday, Dave, this stock was sitting at 60. It was somewhere between 55 and 60, maybe 65 cents per stock. Well, the day has ended, and this stock has settled at $1.13. And I say all of that to say that if I had the money to get enough stock to be able to do something with, then I could have tripled my money just within these last 24 hours. Now, I've seen this happening. I just wasn't able to do it. But the reason I bring this up is because we talk and discuss about all of these things global all of the time. And I want the listeners to look at things in an objective way, to where you're looking at everything as a way to take advantage of something, because we don't learn right. this knowledge just to hold on to it. You have to know how to apply it. And this is just one of the ways. But with me saying this, this might encourage somebody else to implement it in a different way. But
right,
first and foremost, we have to be able to have money to be free in order to spend time doing this other stuff too. So I just wanted to say that real quick, man. I've been wanting to say that, and sorry about the quality of the show last night. We're gonna fix that for everybody that listened to it. We're gonna get that corrected. But with that being said, Dave, I'm gonna put myself on mute because my daughter looking at me like she's gonna ask me a question. So thank you.
No, if you can, Jerry, take her a little mama and then jump back in real quick. Jerry called me yesterday and said, hey, I got this stock. I said, okay, cool. And he told me it was a penny stock. And Jerry's absolutely right. We need to be taking advantage of some of these opportunities. And I know for some of the people, excuse me, you all, one second. I know for some of the people, those of you that have been working with me on some things, the overall gains that you're getting is sick, is absolutely sick. And Jerry was absolutely right. This was a great opportunity for you to jump on something that's relatively you can get into it for very little, and then have a great return on it. You know, there's many people that have made billions off of the penny stock. So is actually that was the first thing that I started with as a child in the stock market in Jersey. Was I started with the penny stocks, but Jerry Gates told me about an opportunity, and Jerry forgot to send it to me. He gave me the name, but he forgot to send it to me yesterday. We, you know, we get busy, but he did definitely say it. He told me the name of it, but so I could have jumped into it. He told me who they were, and just we just get busy. But yeah, this is very, very critical and very, very important that we seize on that, and that has gone up. So like Jerry said, that is a huge, huge gain. And you can get that in penny stocks. You're not going to always get that. But when you do get it, there's a reason why you should be doing everything, fundamental reason why you should be doing everything. This is one of the opportunities that is available to us if we'll use it. If we'll use it. And so we should be taking advantage of that, and we have to. So, Jerry, I appreciate, and I know our listeners that are involved in that. I'm going to tell you, right now is a time that we should be engaging in things to protect ourselves and to get into things that will give us leverage. In today's world right now, it's about a couple of things. Number one, control. Number two, investment. Number three, leverage. And the sooner that we do that, the better off we will be in the final. And this is all a part of today's show. Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Jerry, you're going in and out, Dave. Sound like you had switched a speakerphone with some kind of click and your audio changed, but I can't hear you right
okay.
now. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
You got me now? You got me now, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. Sorry about that. So, and Jerry's absolutely right. We need to be seizing on these opportunities, because if we don't, that's okay. Somebody else will. And if your family members don't, that's okay. You still should. But you need to be getting into things that you know what you're doing, what it's all about. Seizing on an opportunity. Have an exit strategy. If you're going to enter into something, you have to have an exit strategy. And that is very, 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 very important. So, excuse me, one second. Sorry about that, everyone. So, yeah, you got to have an exit strategy. So I greatly appreciate Jerry giving us this information. And, Jerry, once again, share it again. Do you know the ticket on it, Jerry? What's the ticket?
As of right now, the day has closed. So as of right now, it has settled at $1.13, and what I see happening is that it's gonna fall and rise, and it's gonna fall and rise, but it's gonna be more along the lines of a going up, but with people not understanding what's going on, they gonna run from it, and I think that's why it's falling that way. But like I said, I went through and because these public, they have public conferences for the quarters that they do, and I've done enough digging to where
call.
I found. Yes, I've done enough digging to where I could find their quarterly conference calls. They have them. They print them out. And their public knowledge, because it's a public it's a public company, so they tell you exactly what they're gonna do, why this didn't happen, why they still made out good. And as I was going through all of that, it let me know that they have something up their sleeve, and it's also a reason that the U.S. government has given them $10 million. With multiple contracts.
Right.
And these are things that I believe personally. Now, don't nobody have to believe me, but like I said, the name of the company is called Giga. Hold on, let me make sure I don't mess this up. I don't want to egg it up for y'all. It's called Gigatronics. Gigatronics.
What? What's the ticket, Jerry? What's the three-digit or four-digit code for it? You know? Can you see it? They don't always list it, but do you see it?
Yeah, it's not listed right now. I have to go.
Okay.
I have to go down and
see. That's okay.
And
anybody can pull that up.
Yeah, because I'm doing a few things right now, so I'm gonna put myself back on mute and yes, baby,
okay.
I'm gonna get you and handle my daughter, and I'll be listening. Thank you.
Yeah, but definitely, Jerry definitely called me yesterday and said, hey, Dave, I got a penny stock that I think is going to blow up. I've been listening to their conference calls, their quarterly conference calls, and it's Gigatronics, or what he said there. And when he said it was around 50 cents one. I hear someone in the background. Oh, hold on 1 sec. I'll go right to you. And so, yeah,
I just wanted to piggyback on what Jerry was asking about. One key thing here is that the volume must meet or exceed the 24-hour volume.
Who is this?
This Rob from Atlanta.
Oh, okay, okay. Who is this? Oh, it's Rod. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Rod. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback on what he was saying so he can look out for it next time to see if the volume meets or exceeds. You can tell if it's gonna shoot up based on the volume within that 24, that whatever the volume is, and the 24
right.
hour volume, it must meet or exceed that 24 hour volume, and that'll give you another key note to look out for, to go ahead and, you know, make a buy, make a call.
Well, you know, as you know, Rob, investment is really based off of some of it's based off of emotions on the short term. Now, one of the reasons why it's sold off today, because it went from 50 cents to $1.65. What you're going to get is the people that got in at 30 cents and at 20 cents and at 10 cents, what are they going to do?
They're
going to take their profits off of the table. Right. They're going to take their profits off of the table. They're going to sell. Or they're going to sell a portion of it. That's these day traders. Day traders are only in the business of making things. So they move the market up. They cause for a lot of volatility. But as Rob said, volume is the key. The volume is everything. And right now, even though these numbers in the stock market and everything, they have no volume. The volume is just that tells you everything about the market. No volume, no sustainability. But you can seize on, that doesn't mean that everything in the market does not have the overall volume and is not moving. So very, very important. That's, you know, one of the things you can tell. But that's the real reason why it's sold off, is because people that got in, like if Jerry would have got in at 50 cents and it went up to $1.50, the likelihood he may have sold some of that position. But it's definitely people that got in when it was 2 cents, 5 cents, or however it originally opened, or founder stock people are selling because their overall profit is thousands and thousands of fold. So very, very, very critical. So thanks, Rob, for checking in. I can't see the board, so I that's why I didn't know who it was and we're talking. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. There are a lot of opportunities that, you know, we can bring to you that is cost-effective and efficient for you all to do what it is that you need to do so that you can prepare, so that you can do different things to your advantage. There's risk involved, but that goes along with the territory.
I have
so
a question,
do, you know,
Dave.
Do your research. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Sorry to have to yell, but I know you're on speakerphone, so it might be hard for you to hear me, but I've heard of penny stocks before. Never engaged with them. Never really looked into it. But just going off the name, these are like stocks you can get for what? A penny or pennies? And then if that's the case, you will have to invest a whole lot of pennies, you know what I'm saying, to multiply that into a significant gain. So that just, again, I'm ignorant. I'm learning. So, but that says to me about the old saying, it take money to make money, and that's why some people like your billionaires can take advantage of opportunity. That's going to sort of like what Jerry was saying, that he don't have the opportunity or the funds to take advantage of that, but he's going to share that information. So is my understanding correctly in that scenario?
100%.
Can I answer that, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Scotty, you took the words right out of my mouth, man. It's because, like the brother was saying, volume, meaning how much that you can get. Now, I have a few dollars, but in order to make a significant gain, that it'll be worth my time to put my funds in there right now, I don't have enough to make that gain. So say if I had $400 and I bought those stocks at 55 cents, and then it has settled today at 113. Well, that 400 would have turned into 12. Well, close to 12, excuse me. It would have turned into close to 12, and then whether I withdrew it and put something in later on, because like I said, it's a few other ones that I was looking at, and I'm not necessarily looking at because I view these things differently. I've read a few books, I've watched other people make money off of it, and what I have noticed is that no matter how much knowledge you have on it, if you don't have no knowledge of the world, then you get suckered in. You know, you catch that punch that you wasn't looking for, and that's the one that knock you out all the time. So with me knowing what's going on within the world, I could see where this will gain if I have the time to let it just sit. Because those people are going to they're going to recoup their $10 million, the U.S. government. They're going to recoup that money. And we just have to be able to be willing to let it sit there. So that the small gain that happened today, we could have took that out of there and then put it in there when it got back smaller. But like you said, if you don't have enough money to make a difference to when that flip turned for you, then you'll end up, you liable to be one of those people that when everything gets sucked out, you'll be holding on to the negative instead of the positive.
Now, Jerry,
I just wanted to add that real quick.
Yeah, so Jerry and Dave, sorry, but again, these are just questions. I feel like they're important for the general audience. So,
Scotty.
Yes. So I got one more question, and then we'll go to 470. Give me just a second, 470. Give me just a second. You can come in after I ask this question. Like Jerry said, I have knowledge too from books that I have read. I paid $200 for a course that taught me how to, you know, make it. It's not significant when we're talking about these billionaire traders and whatnot, but significant for a working class person, $7,000 in a year just off of trading a stock. I looked at that as pretty good, just buying a $200 course. But one of the things it also talked about was futures trading. And so to buy these penny stocks, do you have to go through a brokerage and, you know, somebody got a license and whatnot? Because that's how it was for futures trading. So I did some research, and I found out it was a firm in Charlotte. And I called him up, and it's this white dude, and I could just pick up on his vibe that he don't get many calls from black people. And he told me that in order for me to invest in the futures market, which is commodities, that's where your gold and silver, am I correct? All of that type of
the
stuff.
The paper, gold, and silver. Yes, paper, 100%.
Well, yeah, but also the other commodities like sugar, coffee, all that type of stuff, pork barrels and all of that. But he told me I had to have a minimum of $5,000, and all I had was $2,000 that I could, you know what I'm saying, let sit for a time. So I didn't get into it. So is that the same thing? Is any prohibitive things like that in place? And 470, well, go ahead and answer that so you can have time to speak. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Scotty, but what was going on then is that it was a monopoly because it was only certain people who had the knowledge. You went to a brokerage, and it's kind of like what you have people who set things up to make the transfers for you. But as you always speak about, we have to be able to utilize this technology. Well, this technology has allowed us
to, because they make money just off of us being within their program. You don't have to, you don't have to pay anything, because whether it be the ads or whatever that they get to advertise on their little small platforms that pay them. So they just want people to come, and they do the trading for free. All you do is initiate the funds to be able to do the trades with.
Okay, I understand.
So, you know, we,
Jerry,
we just have to take advantage of the technology and do it that way. But most of us don't know nothing about this.
Okay.
So, but what, you know, it requires a lot of reading on our own part. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, heck, what's really happening is that in the past you can only you could only facilitate trades by way of a brokerage house, but now that's changed. You can have your, you should be taking care of your own portfolio. Me myself, I don't get into the stocks and everything else. And I just want to say this as a disclaimer: we're not giving financial advice to you all here. Because I'm not a Series 7 or a Series 6, nor is anyone here. So we're not giving financial advice.
Yeah, we're just talking about personal experiences. But Dave, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. Well, Jerry's talking about something that he saw that he was, you know, that he was going to get in and got in himself. So you could talk about that.
Yeah. But Dave, I'm sorry, man. You can't see the board right now, so I have to, you know, kind of interject here.
Okay.
But 470, sorry that you weren't able to get in your comment. Please give us a call back, and we'll get your comment in, what you had to say, calling from the Atlanta area. But there are two other people that have been sitting patiently that also want to comment. We got 9 minutes before the break, so Dave, you got 215 and 347 on the board.
Okay, let's go to five. Go to in the order that you picked, Scotty, because you can see the board. I know that Thomas was next, because I saw him last on the board.
All right, Thomas. Thomas, we can't hear you. You might have muted yourself, or he could be in the area where he got a lot of background.
Oh, sorry, guys. I muted myself. I apologize. Good evening, Scotty. Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the call.
What up, brother?
Jerry. Everyone. Man, what you guys were just saying, because the first time I ever heard of a penny stock, I remember Jay-Z. It was on Hot 97, a radio station here in New York. He came on and he was bragging about he made $1 million off of like a $200,000 investment with a penny stock. And then a few years later, 50 Cent came on and was bragging about some money he made using the penny stock. So I was, well, of course, you know, they had a lot of money to start off with, which is something I don't have. I was going to ask, have you heard of what they call a blockchain?
Yes. I'm very familiar with blockchain. I actually engage in the cryptocurrencies and I'm leveraging the using that currency as I would use any other currency to acquire things that are relevant hard assets. Yes, very, very, very familiar with the blockchain.
Oh, okay, great. And also, because I know it got cryptocurrency, and also they have corporations within the blockchain they call, I think, SUS, I believe. But I didn't know if that would be a good thing to invest in. Also, because from what I understand, you deal with the precious metals. Is that something that you could start your own blockchain backed by the precious metals, as opposed to being backed by?
Great. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Thomas. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
Oh no, that was my question.
Yes, you can do it. There are some companies that are doing that. I would never, ever, ever, ever engage in a company that is backing their cryptocurrency with gold
precious
or silver.
Metal.
Yeah, I would steer away. I would run from them just real. Like I run away from the Comrex or the future prices of silver and gold on the Comex. I don't engage in that at all at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I get away from the COMEX and that, because all of that is paper currency that said that they have real physical gold and silver to back it. And when the currency collapses, do you think you're going to get the physical gold and silver? Absolutely not. It's a scam.
It's a complete.
And I'm glad you asked that, Thomas. I myself would never ever engage in a cryptocurrency that is backed by gold itself. No. It's no different than the commodities, the futures of. For gold and silver, it's the same contract. Same concept is with a different twist and name to it. It's all the same. It's worthless.
Got you, my brother. Thank you, man. And I saw today. I was just reading an article where Wu-Tang rapper Ghostface Killah, he started his own cryptocurrency called Cream, and it's crypto rules everything around me instead of cash rules everything around me. And I thought that was very interesting and good to see a brother getting into that thing. I don't know what he's backing. I know he's looking to raise $30 million, but I mean I don't think he's backing it with gold or silver. But I just had those questions for you, my brother. And thank you very much, man.
For sure, Tom. Now let me tell you, when he flipped it, did he say from cash rules to crypto rules?
Yeah, you know how they had the song Cream.
Yeah.
He changed the acronym of the money from cash rules everything around me to crypto moves everything around me.
Okay, fantastic. And I'm glad you said that. Let me tell you what happened there. There is no difference between Cream or crypto by using the C as cash or by crypto, because they're both the exact same thing. Cryptocurrency is not new. It's been around forever. Cream as cash rules everything around me is no different than crypto rules everything around me. And it's done by the same rules to benefit the same individuals. And if you know that, then you'll never ever get caught doing something with cryptos that you shouldn't be doing. You should never save in cryptocurrencies. I'll tell you, my overall portfolio in cryptocurrencies, I've been in cryptocurrency since 2011. Knew about it in 2008, got into it in 2011. It's exploded exponentially. But my thing is that I know that it is, and everybody that's listened to this show for a long time has heard me say, it is no different than cash. It is going to crash and is going to be used, and is actually used in a facilitating the banker's control over the everyday general public. And it's just a stronger, they revolutionized how they can steal your overall labor, and they could do it now much easier through crypto. Now, does that mean you shouldn't be engaging in it? No, because the benefits, if you use it as you use your cash, you're paid in cash, you should move that and transfer that into real hard assets. Then you win.
Hey, so Dave, we're going to go to break, man, and then on the other side, you got 215. I just wanted to let 215, we haven't forgotten you.
Yep. We're going to go to that. So when we come back, you're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star, and then just say, hey, Dave, I got a question to comment. We'll hear you and let you up. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Relax, Scotty.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star, and we'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. So if you'd like to give us a call, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We got another caller that's in queue. So go ahead, caller. We'd love to hear from you. Give us what is your name and where are you calling from and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, what's going on? This is Seymour down here in San Diego.
What's up, Seymour? How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right, you know. over at my respective plantation, if you will. So I'm trying to do it.
Yes, sir.
I just had a quick comment to supplement what I believe it was Jerry had called and said. Gigatronics Incorporated, and they're traded on the NASDAQ, and their four-digit code is GIGA. So it's Golf Indigo Golf Apple. For those who are...
my man.
And thank you, y'all. Me and my line, listen to the rest of the show.
That's on the... it's on the NAS, and it's GIGA, correct? I think that's what GIGA. So that's the ticket for it. So you can find it on the NASDAQ, and that's where it's being traded. So thank you. Thank you all for that. We got another caller. Next caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name?
No, that's everyone,
from,
Dave.
What is your question or comment?
That's everyone. The board is clear for the moment.
Okay, great. So, yeah, you know, one of the things in trading on the trading platforms, there are rules. You're trading against manipulation. And if you don't know how things are being manipulated, you will be manipulated by the manipulator. So, you really need to do your due diligence, do your homework. I would say you should be your own financial advisor by you paying someone, such as a financial advisory. They're not looking after your best interest. They're actually leveraging you for their best interest. So the more you learn about this and you can do it for yourself, I was telling you about my portfolio. It's sick. I got into one cryptocurrency it was a token. I got into one, and I told you about it. It was $3, and it went up to $538. And that was an exponential move. I never got out of it. Because one of the things is that I know how this system works. For me to talk about it, if I tell you that I got into something, I got to tell you when I got out of it. And I can't do a pump and dump. So they try to send you to jail for that type of stuff. So what I do is I'm straightforward on everything. For some of you that engage with us, where we talk about the cryptocurrency and everything, we exchange information, that's totally different. You know, so there's a lot of great opportunities, and I'm talking about where you could turn $1,000 into $25,000, $500 into $18,000, and so forth and so on. These are things, and one of the reasons why that's happening right now is because the system wants to get as many people into cryptocurrency so that they'll walk away from cash. Because everything in crypto, nothing is denominated in cash. Because the purpose of the agenda is to get rid of the crypto cash, because cash does offer you, because it's a physical item, it offers you an anonymous exchange with someone. Nothing on the blockchain, I don't care what they tell you, nothing on the blockchain is not anonymous. How do you know it's not anonymous? Because you didn't create it. You did not create the blockchain. And the individual that they said created the blockchain and everything else, just like with Facebook and all these other things, I don't believe. That's Operation Looking Glass. Same thing with the blockchain. And if you look at the individual that created, so-called created Ethereum and all of that, dude look like he's from another planet. And I say that for a reason. But it's very, very important that you know these things, and then you always discipline yourself to have an exit strategy. There are some great opportunities. One is a crowdfunding opportunity that I'm going to bring to you all, and it may be something that you want to get into. Get into it if you would like. You'll do well. But there is risk, and you got to know that going into this whole thing. Let me tell you, knowing the difference between currency and money is so critical. So, so critical. There's a bunch of things that you could be investing in. And one of the things about this system is they try to manipulate, and they try to have a standard of what you can say and what you can't say, because they're manipulating it. They don't want you to be able to profit without going to them, because They created the system. In order for you to use this system, you got to go through them on their terms. Well, that's the whole fix. And that's why it's so important for us to maybe use some of that and then totally walk away from it, like the Cantalonians. Then leave them what they created, nothing but falsehood and manipulation. Leave them with the fraud. Very, very important. But in order for us to do that, you got to put ourselves in a position of advantage. How do you put yourself in a position of advantage? You use currency to acquire money. You use currency to acquire resources. You use currency to put yourself in a position of the wealth stream, or in a position of advantage, to where you don't need the economy. The economy needs you. And then once that happens, you create your own immunity. You create your immunity from so many things. Whenever these NFL or these professional sport ownerships, because they control resources, they create their immunity to where they get the general population to pay for their overall liabilities in their teams, and they keep the profits for themselves. Why are they able to do that? It's very simple. They couldn't do it when they didn't have any assets. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter if their last name was Rothschild, but it didn't matter if their last name was Wilderberg. It wouldn't matter if their last name was whatever, Carnegie, if their last name was Magellan, if their last name was Kennedy. It didn't matter. If you don't have any assets, the economy uses you. When you have assets, you leverage the economy to your use. That's the difference. And the system doesn't want you, the general population, to acquire assets, because then you're significant. You're significant. And whenever they try to manipulate and control assets from you holding those things, they threaten you with things that they can't perform. They'll threaten you like with executive orders. They'll say it's illegal for you to hold gold and silver. That executive order is unenforceable because they didn't create the precious metals, or so they can't legislate it. It's not there. It's unenforceable. You just need to challenge it. But if you have significant assets, what you do is you always remain quiet until you have enough assets to where you're never, ever, ever even questioning what you're doing, because you have built-in immunity. This is what we're missing in our community, is not ownership. We're missing control. Without control, you can actually be seized upon. With control, the system has to request a response from you. The system has to collaborate with you. The system is beholden to your overall free will. The system has to ask you. It doesn't tell you a darn thing. But see, what has happened in the educational, in the schools have been taken over by the major bankers, and they promote the schooling that they want you to be under. This is why the Carnegie, this is why Rothschild had took over the education system, to create an intellectual cabal to teach you to only be about ownership. And by doing that, you put yourself in a position of disadvantage, because everything you own can be repossessed. And there are many, and that rule will never change. The key is, are you savvy enough, and have you studied enough to see that and to move in that direction? And once you do move into that direction, you have immediate immunity. Because your immunity is based off of your asset. Now, the economy needs your permission to go in any direction. And if we all had assets, we could tell the economy that we're going in this direction, not one of subjugation and enslavement. And you know what the economy will do? It will oblige that momentum. Because when you have assets, you can create your own currency. The U.S. had assets, so it was able to create a currency known as a dollar through the Federal Reserve Bank. The controllers of the Corporation of the United States was able to create a currency. Do you see the catch what I'm saying? When you control assets, you create a currency. People that have currency do not control assets. It's the other way around. No assets, you can't create a currency. With assets, you create a currency. Crypto or physical. The Federal Reserve Bank, when you look at your dollar bill, it says Federal Reserve Note. That is a private entity that has created currency because they control assets. They don't own a darn thing. They control everything that they contract. All laws are based off of contracts.
Brother Dave, Brother Dave.
Every law is a contract. Brother, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was about to call you Brother Davis, but Brother Dave, we do have a call. Before we go to the call, I have a question about control,
yes,
where people don't own a darn thing, but they have control. So is this how people get mineral rights, what's called mineral rights on a piece of paper to pull precious metals or whatever resource out the ground, but they don't own, they just have rights that somebody, some authority, legitimate or illegitimate, gave them a piece of paper. Is that sort of like control without owning?
Man, Scotty, that's one of the best examples that I never even thought about that. But yes, that's exactly right. What Scotty is saying, and Scotty can explain it because he's absolutely right. Let's say you're going to buy 10 acres of land. You buy 10 acres of land and you own it. But guess what? There's someone you have to check if you are if you are taking control over the mineral rights or not. And 9 times out of 10, all of the mineral rights have already been spoken for by someone, and they control that. So you can own the land, but all minerals that come out of that land goes to them.
Okay, you got Brother Bragg's.
You can't claim it. Okay, go ahead, Brother Bragg. Wait, before we go to Brother Bragg, hold on, Brother Bragg. Daddy, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did, Dave. Thank you.
Okay, that's one of the best examples of control versus ownership. And before we go to Brother Bragg, see, now, if you don't pay the mortgage on that, that overall land will be repossessed from you because you own it. But the mineral rights will stay where? With that person that controls that mineral rights. They can never go into default because they don't have to pay. They just receive. So let's go to Brother Bragg.
Hey, two things. You were talking about that dollar. I got a few things to say about that dollar.
Get
yes, sir. Because I'm going to make you holler. Get a pen. I'm going to make you holler right now. Check this out. On that dollar, it says, "In God we trust." Well, that actually refers to grant of dominion. You hear what I'm saying? Grant of dominion. Also, that refers to that God, when they say "in God we trust," they're talking about, when they say "in God we trust," they're talking about "in German we trust." Because they're referring to the God, the German God. Now, let me jump into that dollar hardcore. Dollar, dolen, D-O-L-E-N, painfully doled, to suffer pain, to be pain, grieve, D-O-L-O-R, pain, grief, misery, pain, suffering, dolos, slyly, deceitfully, D-O-L-O-S-U-S, crafty, cunning, sly, deceitful, dolus, D-O-L-U-S, fraud, deceit, guile, treachery, a trap, nomen, name,
Roman power, okay, terrorism, the unofficial or unauthorized use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. Roman Empire, alive and well, the Roman Empire, alive and well, has never died. It lives on to this very day as Nazi Germany, the United States Federal Reserve, same bloodline, same dynasty, claims same split title, her governing trust law corporate debt system, and I'm gonna leave it right there. I just want to make you think. That's what I'm here for. Hey, one more thing, trust. This is trust. This is the element of trust. Trust. T-R-U-C-I-D-O. Trust to go. To kill cruelly, slave, butcher, massacre, slaughter. Trust. Trust center. Adverb, wily, savagely, fiercely, cruelly, roughly, trust to go. Maim, mutilate, mangle, imperfect, not whole, missing apart. Now that's what trust means. And that's what I'm telling you about these words. These words are spells. You got to get on this game. Everything we say has power, but we need to know what power we're generating. And I just want to make you think. Peace.
Well said, Brother Bragg. Well said. So true. And it's, you know, what happens is that the overall, the system knows exactly what it's invoking. And we need to actually know what that is so that the manipulation doesn't adversely affect us. And there are things that we can do to protect ourselves. And this is, you know, some of the things that are that we can do and we have to do. So it's critical for us to do these things. We have to get away from the highways, the information superhighways, or the highways that they create to put us on, because they only lead in one direction to benefit them. And we have to go on our own path. And by going on our own path, you'll start to traverse into where the great creator has given you things out of true harmony and true respect and true sustainability for you. Everything is yours. Now, how are you going to use that leverage? How are you going to leverage that? Control. You need to control everything and own nothing. You need to invest. You need to invest in things that are going to yield you prosperity. And you need to leverage. You need to leverage the overall advantages to favor you. Leverage is great when it works for you. It's the worst thing when it works against you. You have to make sure everything is leveraged in your favor. How do you do that? You have to become sovereign in thought. You have to become a prodigious saver. You have to know the difference between price sensitivity of consumerism and the value of things. I'm never price sensitive. I'm value aware. Is this valuable? What value does this have? And if it has value, what should I be doing with things that have value? I should be accumulating it and storing it for my future generations, not just me. So many times, we only care about just doing one thing, making sure that we're good. And because of that, what do? We develop an insatiable appetite that we choke on. And we lose the overall importance of having a 500,000-year, million-year plan going forward. I invest going forward for those that I've yet not named. So to me, that's very, very crucial and important. This is, you know, this is some of the things that we teach in our seminars, how to do that. This is, you know, what we show for some of you that are in our group. There are some of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, and from working with us, you've already know. You know what we do. You've been doing it with us. And I love those individuals. They stay in the cut. But as soon as the opportunity comes on, they jump in. Yes, I know that voice. Is that my man, Roz?
Yes, it is. Peace, King. How you doing?
What up, my brother? What up, King? Roz, what's going on?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say peace and greetings to you, Brother Scotty, Thomas, Jerry, Rob, I'm trying to remember all the names. So many people chimed
Brother
in. I think Ramon, Brother Brad. Yes, everybody. Peace to everyone listening too that I don't, whose names I don't know right now. I just want to say first, I will highly recommend anyone in earshot to take Dave's precious metal classes. It will expand your consciousness in ways that I just can't put into words. It'll just really broaden the scope of your understanding of world events and how when you have the right information, the right knowledge, you can successfully predict a lot of world events just based on understanding precious metals and how they work. So I would say to people, please do it. It will be something that you will be greatly appreciative for, just to gain that insight. It's changed my whole family's life. I can tell you that from direct experience. And it's just kind of reinforced my understanding of the system. And I've had great predictive capacity without this knowledge, but it's just ratcheted up a thousandfold once I started taking the classes. And it gave me deeper insight into why Dave says the things he says and why he says them, how he says them. I want to say that first. Second, I was thinking about what has this system has really done, has artificialized and corrupted our natural tendencies. If you look at the animal kingdom, this is something I've studied since I was a child. I love animals. Being a practitioner of comedic spirituality, I'm very, very in tune with how our ancestors perceive animal behavior and how that high level of understanding was incorporated into their spirituality, which helped to make them the great ancestors that and grandcestors that they are. And if you look at the animal kingdom, no wildlife owns anything. If a bear's in a den, they control that den for the winter season. When the winter season's over, they leave it. Other animals will take that den over. Once winter time comes, they'll either find a different den or they might even go back to that same den. But they control it. And if something else, another animal's in that den and they want to control that space, they get them the heck out. This is how nature works. That's exactly how nature works. Now, we've been taught to be selfishly accumulative at the expense of everyone else and just ridiculous consumers, where we just have an insatiable appetite for things we like versus things that we need. So that is where the system has really corrupted us. And what you said was just so greatly elucidated in King Leopold's letter to his missionaries. And there's a couple of sections I want to read that are very short that kind of just gives deep insight into what you're talking about. And this is the letter that Leopold wrote to his Christian missionaries in the 1800s, 1883. This is right around the time the scramble for Africa began. And it really sets the stage for everything that we're experiencing and have experienced ever since this system of white supremacy has dominated the planet. So he says, and it's very interesting, where is it? Okay, so he says, he's talking about the Africans who they've conquered in the Congo. They know that to kill, to sleep with someone else's wife, to lie and to insult is bad. Have courage to admit it. You're not going to teach them what they know already. Your essential role is to facilitate the task of administrators and industrials, which means you will go to interpret the gospel, the spell of the ghost people, i.e. the Bible, in a way in which it would best protect your interests in that part of the world. For these things you have to keep watch on disinteresting our savages from the richness that is plenty in their underground. They're talking about the land. To avoid that they get interested in it and make you murderous competition and dream one day to overthrow you. So they're saying to keep them from being interested in the riches in the dirt under their feet. And if they become interested, that these Africans will become murderous competition. So you must avoid their interest in what's under their feet at all times. They also say, your knowledge of the gospel will allow you to find texts ordering and encouraging your followers to love poverty, like happier are the poor because they will inherit heaven, and it's very difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. You have to detach them and make them disrespect everything that gives courage to affront us. I make reference to their mystic system and their war fetish. They're talking about their spiritual and educational system, which they pretend not to want to abandon. You must do everything in your power to make it disappear. And they also, later on in the letter, discuss the fact that they wanted to use the tithing system as a means to steal from the people. So you tell them that God says that God needs 10% of your income for the deity, but he says it in the letter to use that those tithes to build thriving business centers. What has the Christian community done, dominated by white people? Stolen everyone's money and created thriving business centers. Joel Osteen's a great example of that. So, and what it is that ultimately this whole idea of land, and it even ties into what Brother Bragg was talking about, just the whole idea of land and the fact that when you are the people who are of that land, autochthonous to that land, aboriginal to that land, and these invaders come, they are introducing you to their deity because, like he said, God is a German word. So they're introducing you to the Germans as the deity, and they're telling you to make them worship the Germans and everything the Germans stand for. And through that system, you can steal what's under their feet. And not only that, you force them to pay you in tithes, and you take that cash, that currency, and turn it into thriving business centers, which further steal from the people. So we're living everything that was mandated back in 1883, and that was mandated long before that. He just resurrected an old principle. And if you read that whole letter, because there's been questions about the veracity of the Willie Lynch letter, that it's not an authentic document, we see the authenticity in what we live every day as victims of this system. But King Leopold's letter is a historically documented variation of the Willie Lynch letter, and it's so intricate in the use of religion to steal everything. And this is the beginning of how they've done all of us. That's why I recommended that little clip from that video, because it's explicitly laid out in a 3-minute dialogue that is fascinating. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
Man, Rise, smoke. And Rise is actually, you know, right. It's you know, the tides and a lot of different things. You know, we all have the best intentions, but the system doesn't. The system never has. And when you talk about the steel was under their feet is their overall birthright. That what's in the ground, that the land and everything beneath the land, but everything above the ground as well, because your foundation is in the land. That's your territory. You know that area. Your family have developed a culture around that, and culture means sustainability for you to be able to prosper and multiply, because you know that land, you know how the fish move, you know the overall weather, you know the seasons, you know the growing seasons, you know if you overextend the growing seasons, how the famine will come, because you did not allow the land to rehab itself. The only time that you ever have famine is when you overextend and you enslave the land to your overall appetite of subjugation and enslavement. Then the nutrients are taken out. That's the exact thing that happens to us. Slavery deprives us of our natural inherited nutrients to life, and this is why we become the dead among the all. This is why we become just like the dead that's given medicine. Why would you give medicine to the dead? It's not going to produce them. It's not going to sustain them. They're already dead. And this is why it's so important for us to change our overall frequency. We have to walk away, disavow, and to remove our energy from that system that means us harm. And until we're doing that, and if we're willing to make a deal with the system, that is because we have become what we had to endure. We don't want sovereignty. We want the opportunity to be made wealthy by enslaving others, and that's exactly what will happen. You will become the ambassador of destruction. This is very, very important. I know it is to me, and this is how I resonate. I really don't care how other people resonate. I just know where I'm going, and those that I resonate with, the path that we will move to is a more sincere one that I am proud of. And more importantly, it gives us a culture that has once been forgotten has now been re-risen. and it rises in you. It rises in me. Listen, I'm getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. I want to talk about some of the good that's an opportunity, but if you want to take it anywhere, we'll take it in the last half hour of the show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I'm going to just tell you, no, I didn't pay Roz to come in and say that my man is, you know, there are those of you that we work with, have an intimate relationship with, and that is priceless to me. You know who you are. You know what we do. And I just look further to expanding on that. You know, we've seen what we've been able to do, and we have no faith in the system. We do what we're doing so that we can remove ourselves from the system, and that means so much to me and to you. That's why you resonate the way that you do. So if we have another caller in queue, just welcome to Tando Radio Show. Who's the caller? What is your question or comment?
I want to get him before Big Dog. Come on.
Oh, that's Brother Brad. Brother Brad, if you would, if you could mute yourself unless you had something you wanted to jump in on.
Yeah, I already took care of that. We got, I don't know if 609 spoke, and then it looks like we got, I can't see the full number, another person that's near Grand Rapids. But Brother Bragg's just re-unmuted himself.
Am I muted? Am I muted?
Yeah. Yeah, you're unmuted now. You want to jump in, Brother Brad?
No, I was trying to mute myself because I know I'm noisy over here, man. Forgive me, man. I'm sorry.
No, you good, brother. You good. So, but unmute yourself if you want to jump in, Brother Brad.
Okay, 609.
Okay, so we're
going
to go to the next.
Yeah.
You got it, Scotty.
609, did you have a chance to comment? I wasn't looking at the board, so I don't know what order, but we got two callers on the board. But 609 first.
Peace, Brother Scotty. This is Ross. I did get to chime in before the break. So, yeah, I did get to chime in. I'll mute myself and give the other person a chance. Thank you.
Okay.
And peace as well.
Peace. All right. Looks like we got Ross somebody.
Ross spoke the mic as usual.
Somebody just popped open from Atlanta. I can't see the board. The numbers are the bottom numbers. I apologize. But please go ahead. Somebody just called in.
Hey, this is the Davis. Can you hear me?
Hey, Sister Davis, what's going on, Queen?
Yes, sir.
Got it.
Get in earlier, but we were in a no-fly zone, I guess. But I wanted to mention that I wasn't able to hear the whole show, but I can imagine which direction it's going in. But one thing we need to know as a people is that we plan for tomorrow, next year, maybe 2 or 3 years from now. The powers that be, they are planning next generation. So they are so far ahead of what we're, our little measly thinking of tomorrow. And most of us live in a tomorrow type existence. Oh, what am I going to do next week? Or I'm going to save up for this house next year or whatever. And they are eons ahead of us. So that's why by the time we arrive to where we think we need to be, it's like the rug then pulled out from underneath our feet. But it was never a rug there anyway. It's, you know, so you never really catch up because they look at things much differently than we look at things. So what's in our best advantage to start looking at things the way they do. Now, years ago, we listened to the, I know Brother Rod did the reading that he did, which was excellent, back in 18, something or other, and it's all coming to play right now. But people who have listened to the King Arthur's plan, you know, that's kind of like in plain English, Dr. Ray Hagen telling you, you know, this is a pastor, he's telling you about depopulation, the Atlanta Guidestones, he's talking about terrorism, and I guess what he wrote that in the 80s. And that's a little bit more fine-tuned to really what we're going through for some of these young people who want to hear a little bit closer to home. That's about as close to home and fresh in your face as it can get. And every so often, Richard and I will re-listen to that, because the more you listen, the more events go forward, the more events was already talked about. Because in this King Arthur's plan, it was a plan that was designated for years to come, not for just that time frame. And it's just phenomenal how everything is coming into place. So now when we see all these terroristic acts and 9/11, you better believe 9/11's been planned 20 years in advance. You know, we're just looking at holograms. Yes. They were looking at holograms 20 years ago. So by the time we start looking at holograms, we think it's something new. You figure, well, that couldn't mean nothing like that.
We lost Sister Davis. Okay. Sister Davis, whenever you get a chance, call back in, please. We lost you. She's absolutely right. It's so important.
Dave,
and I want to say this. What we're seeing now. Is Sister Davis back? Okay.
I think they're still on the board. Are you having problems hearing me as well? Dave,
yeah, can you hear me, Scotty?
Yes, I hear you. I'm getting a slight echo, though, but are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly.
Okay, now, I'm still showing them on the board, so I don't know what's going on, but when we say these things, let's point to something that people can look up. Okay, in that scenario,
yes,
when she talked about they playing 9/11, then let's say who planned it. Okay, and I'm going to tell you who talked about that when they planned it. They were called Project for a New American Century. And they talked about this plan to create a horrific event so catalyzing that people will give up their... Now, I'm paraphrasing, but it's in that language.
No, that's exactly
In the document, rebuilding America's defenses. And so you know, because there is a lot of bad information coming, not just from the mainstream media, but from the so-called alternative media. Your Alex Joneses,
yeah,
and all of them. Everybody got to mix some truth with some falsehoods in order for the propaganda to be effective. Okay, because they know most people,
yeah,
are not going to go that deep into the research. So, Rebuilding America's Defenses was the white paper. The Project for the New American Century signed a letter to attaching this and sent it in 1998 to then President Bill Clinton. And everybody who signed that later became part of the Bush administration. And what happened during George W. Bush administration? A catalyzing event. I think that would qualify as 9/11, right? So, just want to add that. But
wait, Scotty. Let me add on to what you're saying, and it's so true. See, they signed that document in agreement, and where did they? This isn't the first time they did it. That was the exact same protocol and policies and procedures that was followed out to assassinate Kennedy. It was signed on.
You're talking about the Northwoods Project,
Dallas,
right?
Yes, by Dallas and Texas businessmen and elected officials. They signed on to that in agreement, and they carried it out. And that perpetuated the overall militarization of the United States to where we see it, to where it is now.
The Patriot
Act. There were so many interests,
yeah,
that were being served there.
Yeah, the Brother Davis mentioned the Patriot Act yesterday, but before we run out of time, because we got BIB radio coming up, but 404
yes,
is back on the board, and I think they weren't able to speak the last time. 404?
Let's get them on.
404?
Hey, you guys. Yeah, this is Jada. I'm using my husband's phone today. How you guys doing? Hey, Brother Scotty. Hey,
what's
Brother
up, Dave. Jada?
Yeah, Brother Ryan's kind of dropped the mic on that one. That was so tight about that letter. I need to not only get the name of the letter, but people got to understand when these Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson and all of them, Adams and all that, when they had decided to build the America, and we were not included in the Americas in it. It was only really for the elite. And everybody
right,
else is up under them. And
exactly.
It wasn't even just, and it's across the board, but they said, hey, why not do a little bigger? Let's link up with the Vatican. So the Vatican funds all this foolishness. And they have, I mean, it's a long story, but they're so demonic. People don't understand how demonic these, I call them hybrids, really are, because from the beginning, they were not created from the same gene pool that we were. And I'm sorry, I just have to go here.
Right, I agree.
Their motive was to have a utopia where they just live in their peace and their harmony, but everybody else is subjugated to them and gives all their energy. I mean, they want to squeeze everything, and they have been contacting these demonic entities hundreds of years ago. You're right. Everyone who's called, and this is true. But people really got to get the nooks and the crux of it, how it was really founded and what, them practicing cannibalism, and then they were doing it amongst themselves. You know, they were that, you know, it's that sick, the lengths that they would go to do what they're doing up until 2017. So when people actually start reading history, I mean, in the wars that were fought and the wars that were funded, and even with slavery and how the Vatican, you know, would first started and how, in fact, I was having some words with this young lady because she's so ignorant and stupid, but God forgive me for saying that, but long story short, when you really don't do your research, you don't, you know, you're just like, oh, this, that, and the third. Yeah, but it's on a whole nother ballgame. It's like, it's just so much that it's just unreal. But I need the name of that letter, because that was, wow. Yeah, just like the Willie Lynch. Now, I had bought the book. People could say, oh, the Willie Lynch letter, and even you have us as folk dismissing the Willie Lynch letter, but can you dismiss the accuracy,
the energy
of the, come on, talk. I mean, it's exactly pinpoint and accurate what's going on even today, because that demonic energy, see, we got to deal with this frequency and energy thing. We got to deal with it. And we got to learn how to break it, because that's what they're living off. These people are actually living off these things. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, there's some things I'd have to talk to you in private, because people would think I'm crazy the way.
No, Jada, you know you good. You and VP got my number. We all resonate the same. And you know, some of the things that you point out that was so important is that the Vatican's influence in all of this. But it wasn't just the Vatican, as I know you know. It was actually the city of London was influenced of all of this. These are entities that they're not of this world that engage in it, but they use the overall celebrity figureheads that are their minions that actually can capitulate to their overall agenda. Let me tell you, in my opinion, this is how I always categorize it as this. What they're doing, they don't consider it evil. They consider it necessary. Yeah. This is why they'll kill many people. This is why they'll have these ritual sacrifices, because this is how they see it. It is as necessary as taking a cow to slaughter. Think of how necessary that has become in our lives. This is why it's no different for them, because we think that they are human. We think that they are like us, and they're not. They consider us the cattle for the slaughter. The cattle
for the banquet, the cattle for the feast, the cattle for the asset. And this is the system's thinking. Just as we think about having a steak, we don't really conceptualize that process of what goes through that process for that to happen. Nor do they, their ritual sacrificial slaughters by way of war, by way of famine, by way of disease, by way of poverty. By, you know, when you look at the overall how everything was constituted in the United States, they didn't just constitute black people out. They constituted everyone out. It was for the few. And we don't see it that way. And because we don't see it that way, we can never know the depths of what we're truly facing. And this is why we always get a surprise attack. And we get caught off guard. So, man, Jada, you smoked it as usual as well. Mike smoked. So, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here. But I want to say this real quickly. Listen,
you still got, and I just want to say this. Babe. You still got.
Oh, okay, yeah. I just looked. Okay, we got some time. Okay, cool. I wanted to give some room for the golden voice of Black Talk Radio Network, CC. So, listen, one of the things that what you saw in Vegas was nowhere in the world is one person can do it, because you had two different forms of projectiles coming down range, 5.56, maybe 308, and definitely an AK-47. No one person can fire that individually. I can't do it. I can't take an AK and fire it, and then take a automatic anything else and fire it together at the same time. I know Rambo was on the TV screen, but Rambo was just a script. It that don't happen. You can't do it. And at his age, he's probably the fall guy, but it doesn't really matter. What matters is this. We have an opportunity to put ourselves in a position of advantage by having collective prudence, by us starting to work together. Because one of the things that these entities realize is that your energy is so much stronger. If you know how to refuse them, they will oblige, because they have to. But if you surrender to their overwhelming, if you allow them to hypnotize you and you don't get out, then you're asking to be cattle. And this is what we want to remove from you all, that opportunity for you to be sovereign and self-determining, and for you to resonate with the true, universal truth. Yeah, go ahead. There's someone that said, Brother Dave, go ahead.
Hey, it's Thomas again, man. I just wanted to chime in. First, I wanted to say, man, I was trying to send something to Sister Davis. I was hoping you could facilitate that for me, a video, because she got me into this flat earth, and I done watched like 100 Brother Sanchez videos now. So I just wanted to send something to her. And just to share my home, what she was just saying, I was in I-11, and I was working at Deloitte in the building right across the street from the World Trade Center, the World Financial Center. That's the name of the building. And I was on the 37th floor that day. But the week prior to 9/11, it was either the Wednesday or the Thursday, the week before, because 9/11 happened on a Tuesday. Some guy flying a parachute, he gets stuck on the Statue of Liberty. So we're all at the window looking at the Statue of Liberty, like, look at this idiot. And then I
remember that.
I had to walk around to deliver the mail, and when I walked around and was looking at the World Trade Center, they were doing a drill where they were climbing up it, oozing fatigue, because World Trade Center had these little windows, and it was like a mechanical machine that would come down and wash the window, and they were climbing up right where the machine went. It was perfect for a person to do it, and I was like, what kind of drill is this? But everyone was looking the other way. You get what I'm saying? So when the way the building fell, you could tell it was from the bottom down, because I was there. It wasn't like it fell from the top down. They went from the bottom, and then it kind of blew out each floor. So you could tell whatever they were doing, they were planting something there. So it was definitely more than what I was saying.
Controlled demolition.
And the last part I wanted to add is when the planes crashed in the building, now I'm on the 37th floor, and I'm only there to show people pictures of my daughter. She was just born, and I was off. and fill out a time sheet so I could get paid for 2 weeks leave for, you know, that's how the company did it. And the plane that crashed, the first plane, we all looked at each other and said, what kind of plane was that? Because it had no windows. No windows. And I'm looking at it pretty much, you know, I could see it good. So we go up to the 65th floor so we could get a better view. And then the second plane hits. And that plane definitely had no windows. There was no doubt about it. And we were all like, what the hell is going on here? You know, so just to keep that in mind, I'll mute my line. Thank you.
Wow. Man, that's the first, you know, that was another total insight on the distraction. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Listen, we got to get it ready to get out of here, Thomas, man. Mike Smoke as well. Because I remember that parachute, and you're absolutely right. It was a controlled demolition. Listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. B.I.B., Black in Business, is coming on with my man, brother. Oh, man. Brother Robert X and CC, the golden voice of Black Talk Radio Network. Goodbye, as always. I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would, time us out of here. Thank you all for participating today. Much love, much respect. Can't wait to work with you all. Peace.
Peace, peace. Can you hear me?
What's that?
Can you, oh, you can hear me? Okay, very good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, got you, Brother Bragg.
I can't tell if I'm muted or not. All right, peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.